Let's do a little chazara, just to remind ourselves what we're talking about. Okay, we were discussing the general question of whether or not mitzvos have an explanation. We used as a springboard into that discussion the Mishnah that appears both in Brachos, and it's repeated again in Maseches Megillah, the idea that a person who says, Ha'omer al kan tzipor yagiu rachamecha, Mishaskin also. A person who says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on the mother bird and the baby birds by sending away the mother bird before taking the chicks, we're taking the eggs, so we silence such a person. And the Gemara explains that the problem with saying such a thing is one of two possibilities. Either the fact that you're going to turn Hashem's Gezeros into Rachmanis, or you're going to cause jealousy amongst Maisa Bereshis. So we spent some time clarifying what that means. Last time we learned the opinion of the Rambam and part of the Ramban about how to deal with Tamei HaMitzvos. The Rambam wrote an amazing thing in the Mora Nevuchim, and he seems to mamish uproot this Mishnah, Mifureshes, both in Brachos, again in Megillah, where the Rambam writes in the Mora Nevuchim that the reason that you have to send away the mother bird before taking the eggs is because the Torah was sensitive to the tsar of the animals. That's exactly what the Mishnah says you're not supposed to say. Ha'omer al kan tzipor yagiu rachamecha, Hashem had rachmanis on the bird, so that causes other animals to be jealous. It causes us to explain Hashem's decrees as being an expression of Hashem's rachmanis. And that's a perversion of what we're supposed to do. So the Rambam seems to write exactly what the Mishnah tells us not to do. So the way that the Rambam got around it last time, and this was again the quote from the Mora Nevuchim, and then we'll get to the text on the screen, the Rambam said, well, it could be that that Mishnah follows the opinion that we're not supposed to offer Tamei HaMitzvos. Right? We know that there's a discussion above Metziah, Machlokes, between Rabbi Shimon, which is a Rishon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Yehuda, Im Darshinan Taima Dekra. Do we offer explanations for mitzvos? Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that we do. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that we don't. So says the Rambam, maybe this whole Mishnah is in accordance with the one who says you shouldn't offer explanations for mitzvos, and we follow the halacha, we follow the opinion that you should offer explanations for mitzvos. So first of all, whether or not that's even true in halacha is a good question. But says the Maharal, you have a clear and open Mishnah here. No one argues on this Mishnah. Comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam says this follows the opinion that says we shouldn't explain mitzvos, but really, in general, we hold that we should explain mitzvos, that it should appear in Brachos, again in Megillah. No one seems to argue on it, and now the Rambam says, but we don't actually follow it, no one follows it. It's a very hard case. The Ramban offered a different explanation of Parshas Kisetzeg. The Ramban moved it away from the focus on the animal and put the focus on us. What do I mean by that? I mean, the Ramban says the reason that we send away the mother bird and the reason the Torah tells us not to shecht an animal and its young on the same day is to train us not to be cruel. It's not about rachmanis on the animal. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Don't say Hashem had rachmanis on a bird. But we can say Hashem wanted to train us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation, to be sensitive people. And this is part of the training of how we become sensitive people. Again, the problem remains that it doesn't really solve the problem. Because if Hashem taught us to be sensitive by having Rachmanis on the bird, so again, the creation still has a taina. Why'd you pick the bird? Why didn't you pick the elephant? Why didn't you pick some other creature to teach this point? Again, you could put the focus on a person and move it away from the animals, but it doesn't seem to answer the Gemara's concern of causing jealousy amongst Maisa Bereshis. Okay, so let's continue now a little bit with the words of the Ramban. We're still finishing up the Ramban, and he's going to ask a total of 6 questions on the Ramban. And then we'll see what the Maharal does, and you'll see, it's not an easy parak to get through the words, but the yesod that he wants to share with us is very important in sort of the underpinning of all of Torah and mitzvos. Okay, so continues this is still part of the Ramban's explanation. V'chein ba'oso v'esbeno, Shagam kein nasan Ramban zalatam kedei likvoa banu midas harachmanus shalonis achzar im bali chayim. Again, the Ramban, the same way that he explains sending away the mother bird is the same way that he explains you can't kill an animal, you can't shecht an animal and its young on the same day. And the purpose is that we should be not cruel people. And the way that we express that is by not taking advantage of animals in a way that could be seen as harsh or cruel. So says the Maharal, I still don't understand. Imkein kasha, delama aser lanu bishor v'seh, v'hiter lanu b'chaya lishchot osov espeno. You have to understand, the halacha of osov espeno lo sishchetu b'yom echad, you can't shecht the mami and the young on the same day. It applies to a shor, it applies to a seh, but it doesn't apply to a chaya. Why not? If the point is to teach that it's cruel to shecht a mother and its young on the same day, so why should the Torah set it up in such a way that it applies to certain animals and doesn't apply to other animals? V'nei ein taima ole b'kol. It doesn't make sense that it should be arranged in this way. And furthermore, the Torah says you can't shecht the mother and its young on the same day. So what if I use a loophole? What if I shecht one of the animals at the very end of the day, and now the next day, according to halacha, starts that night, 10 minutes later, and I shecht the other one? So that's a halachic loophole. It seems still very cruel to shecht the animals back to back like that, right? But halachically, it's allowed. So if you're telling me it's about the sensitivity that the Torah is trying to instill within us, that wouldn't be sensitive. There shouldn't be distinctions between different groups of animals. There shouldn't be this halachic loophole. Again, let's see it in the words of the Maharal in his question. If osov esbeno b'yom echad v'im shachar echad b'sof hayom v'echad b'tchilas halay l'mutter. So why is that allowed? How could I shecht one at the end of the day and the one at the beginning of the next day? They're 10 minutes apart. V'yesh b'zeh achzarias yoser me'echad shachar s'vasheni mincha. Again, if we're trying to refine ourselves, I would think it's better to shecht one in the morning and one late in the afternoon. At least they're many hours apart. But here I'm going to use a halachic loophole, which the Torah would allow, to shecht one at the end of the day, and to shecht one at night, which is the beginning of the next day. And to shecht one in the morning, one in the afternoon, would be aser. So again, what the Maharal is getting us back to, and let me say it outside, just before we go further into all of his proofs, is that as soon as we try to assign logic to Torah and mitzvos, which we do, we have a whole Sefer Achinuch, we have a Rambam's Mor Nevuchim, we have the Ramban in many places offering us his explanations. And Chazal are filled with explanations. And Rabbi Shimon holds Darshinan Taima Dekra. We try to offer explanations for Psukim. But the Maharal says you're always going to fall short. Do you remember how we began this parak? How did we begin this parak? We began this parak by asking the question of the philosophers, which is, how do mitzvahs that we do in this world translate into eternal reward? How do I do a physical act with my physical body, and yet, the reward is an eternal spiritual reward? And the Maharal said, before you start asking how Torah and mitzvos work, just acknowledge the fact that you don't know how things of this world work. You don't know how the physical body works. You don't know how an airplane flies in the sky. Again, I keep coming back to that example because it's one of my own curiosities. To just learn a little better and understand the realities of how that works. Right? But it's a cool thing. The Rambam actually, I think, gives it as an example, as like something absurd. Like, imagine a metal box flying in the sky. That would be a crazy thing. And we figured out scientifically, we figured out how to do such a thing, right? How to create such a reality. But we don't really understand. Let's say we do understand that, right? There's so many things about the universe we don't understand. So to wonder how do mitzvahs work? Of course we don't understand. Which again is why the Maharal is saying the Rambam falls short, the Ramban falls short. Anytime you try to say, this is the logic, but there's all these other loopholes to the logic. So again, if you're telling me that Shiluach HaKein and Osov HaSbeno is to train us to be sensitive, it's a beautiful idea, but then what about all these loopholes that seem to undermine that sensitivity? What about the fact that it applies to a shor and a seh, but it doesn't apply to a chaya? What about the fact that I can't shecht in the morning and then again late in the afternoon, but I could shecht late in the afternoon and then immediately afterwards at night, which is halachically the next day? How does that make sense? Furthermore, v'tziva osanu shelo nisachzar imaim yosheves alei afrochim ohal beitzim. It would be cruel to what? To take the chicks, to take the eggs when the mother is present. However, that's only if it's sitting directly on the eggs or on the chicks. But if the mother bird is hovering, if it's me'ofefes ala kein, if it's hovering over the nest, then it's mutter. That should be equally cruel. Why is that any less cruel? So again, you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has gezeros, the decrees of God. It's not for us to fully understand, because our logic, again, always falls short. Va'od ba'osov espeno, imatam shalonis achzar. Again, if osov espeno is rooted in not being cruel. So lama hitar lanu ben pakua. The Mishnah in Chulin on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph talks about you shecht an animal, and you find that the animal has another animal inside of it. It has a fetus which is either 8 months old or 9 months old, whether it's alive or whether it's dead. There's a whole discussion there in the Mishnah and the subsequent Gemara, right? But sometimes the shechting of the mother counts for the baby as well. So hold on a second. If there's a prohibition of consuming the mother and the baby, so why is there this heter of this strange case of a ben pakua, of the fetus which is found within its mother? Seemingly that would be an ultimate act of achzarios. Again, you're literally shechting the mother and the child, so to speak, halachically, in one fell swoop. So how could that be allowed? V'chein chelev ben pakua mutar. And all these strange halachos. You're not allowed to eat the chelev of an animal, right, as the Torah says in Vayikra Perek Zayin, but the chelev, but the fat of the ben pakua, for some reason is mutter. So says the Maharal, in summation, halamadata ki atamim ha'elu shem svaras ha'lev, ki ilu mitzvos ha'torah ha'lokios, ki sefer ha'midos bovad ein bo mamish. If you try to explain, with the svaras ha'lev, with the logic of a human heart, the mitzvos of Hashem, as if it's just a sefer midos, as if it's just some type of ethical work, the type of ethical works that are written by man, ain ba mamish, it doesn't work, it doesn't add up. Hashem dafka made halachic loopholes to remind us that it's not based on your logic. Ki latam asher pirish Ramban zal ein tam lechalik. Because if the Ramban is correct that the Torah is teaching us sensitivity, then all of these chilukim wouldn't apply, all of these loopholes shouldn't exist. Umasha amar she'ein mid. Okay, good. So far I think, again, we understand this is the basic challenge to the Rambam and the Ramban. Now, he's going to deal a little bit more with the Ramban and the Rambam. Again, a little more bepratius. It's a little bit hard to follow it, but let's see if we can get it down. And then we'll come back to the Maharal's Mahalach. Because if he doesn't like either of these explanations, so then we need to understand, what was the Gemara actually saying? When the Gemara says, don't make Hashem's mitzvos into rachmanis because they're gezeros. That's going to be the key word, gezeros. But let's see. Umasha Amar, where are we on the screen? Umasha Amru, She'ein Midos Hashem Yisbarach Rachamim, that which we explain that Hashem's mitzvos are not Rachamim. Again, according to the Rambam said, you can say that it is Rachamim, and we'll just kind of throw out the Mishnah in Meseches Brachos and Meseches Megillah. The Ramban says, no, you can't put the Rachmanis on the bird, put the Rachmanis on us, that we want to become merciful people. But again, says the Maharal, it doesn't seem to work very well with the words. Umasha amar she'ein midos Hashem yisbarach rachamim, peirash Ramban zal, ki ein monea meitanu lakichas balei chayim litzarchenu. The Ramban has to explain, well, at the same time that Hashem is saying, we want to work on being sensitive, and we practice that in our relationship with animals, but I'm allowed to shecht an animal. I can't shecht an animal in certain ways. Okay. I can't kidnap the young from the mother bird in certain ways. Okay. But I'm allowed to take it. There is a case that I can take it. And there is a case where you can shecht an animal. So obviously, there is a hierarchy that Hashem allows us to what? To exert ourselves over the animal kingdom, litzarchenu, for our own needs, for our own benefit. And davar zein sova ha-gemar klal, masha amr sha'osa midos Hashem yisbarach rachim ve'inam ala gezeros. In other words, what the Maharal is saying is that even according to the Ramban, I could try to make it work, the shita that I'm going to explain. Namely that again, it's not the Rachmanis on the animal, but it's the Rachmanis on the person, right? And the Rachmanis on the person, again, could still be expressed in a limited fashion. Again, he's trying to just explain how the words of the Gemara fit with the Ramban. And Gam HaRambam Zal Shehiksha Midavar Zeh V'Nidchak Lomar, the Rambam who also ran into this problem and kind of pushed away by saying Ki HaMishnah Ein HaLacha, that the Mishnah is not the opinion that we follow, Kamo Shetir Midvar V'Shedacha Mishnah Arucha, that we see in the words of the Rambam that he pushed aside an explicit Mishnah that no one seems to argue on. Again, we have to figure out how to deal with that. Avalo kasha, ki yesh lafarish, ki mash sh'amru chachamim, we can maybe explain that what the Gemara says, she'ein mitzvos Hashem yisbarach rachamim, ve'einam rak gezeros, klomar, ma shetziva Hashem yisbarach aleinu ha-mitzvos, Lo shiyeh Hashem yisbarach merachim al kan sipur, v'tziva v'shul kach sheyishlach ha'im. Again, Hashem is not focusing on the mother bird. Hashem is focusing on Klal Yisrael's experience. V'chein afilu ba'odam, kasher tziva Hashem yisbarach al etzdaka, lo shayim arachim Hashem yisbarach al ha'oni v'tziva lafarnaso. The same way that when Hashem commands a Jew to give tzedakah, it's not so much that Hashem is thinking about having rachmanas on the ani, but rather Hashem wants to train us that we should be people who give to the ani. Zeh eino. She'im hayi Hashem yisbarach merachim, efshar lo shirachim ba'atzmo. Again, all of this falls short because if Hashem wanted to have rachmanas on the ani, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have had rachmanas on the ani himself. Ve'ein tzarach letzavos hasaldam, he wouldn't need to command us to act in his stead. Rather, the mitzvah is being commanded upon the person. He's hinting again, the Gemara in Bava Basra says in Daf Yud, that Turnus Rufus HaRosha asked Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, if Hashem, he questioned the whole notion of tzedakah. Why are you allowed to give tzedakah? If Hashem didn't want this person to be poor, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have given him money. So we're saying, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Akiva responded, no, Hashem commanded us to help this person out. And he gave a mashal explaining why Hashem wants us to help this poor person. It's not that God decreed that he should be poor, and we're going against God's will by being mefarnes him, but in fact we're doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will by being mefarnes him. But again, all of this is not going to really satisfy the Maharal. Again, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to decree that a person shouldn't be cruel and that the person should have rachmanis, ki lo haya kavanas chazal rak shelo yasa midos Hashem yisbarach rachamim. Lomar, ki ha mitzvah ala odim bishvil shahaya hu yisbarach merachim al kan sipur o shemerachim ala ani. Umikol makom efshar hu v'yachol lios shegazer b'gzeirasu ala odim shol yisachzer odim v'lo kasha klal v'kach perashtu gam kem b'chibur gur arya parshas chukas. Fine. Again, he's working out the Ramban and the Rambam and trying to say that one could force such an explanation. Okay, fine. Let's get to the Maharal's point. Here's the Maharal's point. Aval mi divrei chachamim nira she'ein lomar ki ha-mitzvos shenasan Hashem yisbarach b'shvil ha-makabel shua adam. Here's where the Maharal pivots. The Maharal says, again, I could try to force it into the words of the Gemara. I could try to explain the opinion of the Rambam and the Ramban. I could try to say that the focus is on the person, and it's not on the animal, or it's not on the ani, Hashem wants to transform us. It doesn't work very well with the words of Chazal, but again, we could try to explain that notion, and that notion is correct, that Hashem on a certain level does want to transform us. But that's not the essence of mitzvos, and here's his point. Aval midivrei chachamim nira, she'ein lomar ki ha-mitzvos she'nasan Hashem yizbarach b'shvil ha-makabel shua adam. We have to get away from thinking on a certain level, that we are the center of the universe. Now you'll say, what does that mean? Moshe say, what are you saying? Bishvili nivra ha'olam. Open up the Ramchal and the Derech Hashem. The Ramchal says, why did Hashem create the world? Because it's the nature of Hashem, who's perfectly good, to want to bestow His goodness upon us. Hashem wants to give us a good life, and the way that we have a good life is through Torah and mitzvos, and the Maharal himself seems to have said such an idea earlier on in the Sefer. But the Maharal says, we have to take a step back. We have to remind ourselves that really the essence of all mitzvos, even before we get to the goodness and the transformation that takes place, that's all true. Something very good is going to happen to us, and something very good is going to be given to us as a reward for it. But you have to take a half a step back. Says the Maharal, we have to remember that the mitzvos is not really the very nature of the world. What's a mitzvah? A command. A mitzvah comes from a mitzvah, from a commander. There's a tzivoy. What does that mean? It's not about the makabel shua adam, rakheim gezeros mitzad Hashem yizbarach hagozer al amo gezeros, kmo melech hagozer gezer al amo. You have to stop focusing on, look how Hashem gave me mitzvahs to make me better, to give me a big reward. That's all true, but you got to first put down as a foundation that there's a decree. There's a king, and a king makes a decree. And I follow the decree because the king makes a decree. that's part of the coercion that we spoke about earlier. The coercion upon the Jewish soul to have to do mitzvos, to need to do mitzvos. The reality that we're going to do mitzvos. There's a healthy pressure that comes with knowing that the king has decreed, period. Will it change you? Of course it'll change you. Will you be rewarded greatly? Of course you'll be rewarded greatly. But it's not really about you, and that's why there are all these contradictions within the halacha. If it's to teach sensitivity, so why am I ever allowed to shecht an animal? If it's to teach sensitivity, why am I allowed to take the eggs as long as the mother bird is hovering, but not if the mother bird is sitting on the nest? And the answer is, because the king said so. The backbone of all of mitzvot and our whole relationship with Hashem is simply a declaration that Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I'm the king and I decree. Af ki ha-emes yimshach mizeh, mitzad shu mekayim ha-gezeirah shagazer alav ha-tov. Even though, says the Maharal, immediately he tells us, of course, there's going to be good that comes to you from this. Vatzlacha she'in achere hatzlacha. And the greatest success, which there is no greater success beyond it, namely Olam Haba. That's all true. But mikol makom, ein haschalas ha-gezeirah shenasna le-tov el makabel. The starting point is a gezeirah, it's a decree. Kasher tziva Hashem, like Moshe and Aaron. Every move they made was kasher tziva Hashem, as God decreed. You don't have to figure it out. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to question, why does it apply here or not there? Because Hashem says so. And once you accept that as your foundation, then yes, it is good for you, and it will transform you. Umasha amar kasav. And if you'll ask, but doesn't the Pasuk say that it is about us? Vayitzaveinu Hashem Elokeinu la'asos hachukam ha'ela litov lanu. And by the way, if you look at the Ramban on that Pasuk, that's exactly what the Ramban emphasizes. That it's litov lanu, it's all about the transformation, the betterment of us. Eina perish, says the Maharal. It's powerful. No. You're not reading the Pasuk right. It's not all about you. It's not all about the goodness that comes to us through the mitzvos. That also happens, but that's not the starting point. Raku yisbarach siva aleinu kamelech hagozer, raksha gezeirah hazoz hi litov lanu l'chayosenu kiyom hazeh im nekayim hamitzvos. The bottom line is, it's a gezeirah. If you follow the gezeirah, it will be good for you. But recognize that the starting point is not, it's not about the fact that it's good for you. It will be good. That's what the Pasuk is saying. If you're Mekayim in the mitzvah, it will be good for you. But it's a tzivoy. First and foremost, it's Vayitzaveinu Hashem Elokeinu. V'lo shetchilas ha-gezeirah hu l'tov lanu. The starting point is not the fact that it's good for us. Umasha Amar, let's just do another minute. Umasha Amar Ratzo Kadosh Baruch Hu l'zakos es Yisrael l'ficha chir b'lem Torah mitzvos. Again, the Maharal challenges himself. What about the Mishnah in Makos that we spoke about previously? Hashem wanted to what? Lizakos es Yisrael, so he gave us a lot of mitzvos. Isn't that an indication that mitzvos are for our benefit? Peirusho, says the Maharal, no. Ki bishvil sheyesh lam harbe gezeiros, bishvil kach yesh harbe zchus. It's a hard line to understand. What does that mean? Dafka, because there are many gezeiros, therefore there can be a great reward. Again, if the mitzvos were really about your benefit, that itself would diminish the value of the mitzvah. But the very fact that it's a decree from the king elevates it to being more valuable. And that, again, creates that healthy coercion on the Jewish soul that attaches you to the mitzvahs. You can't opt in or opt out. Let's say a person says, you know, I know, Hashem, you want to give me this good gift. Thanks, but no thanks. You don't have that option because it's a gezeirah. And it's not just something that is pleasurable for you, or it's good for you, it's beneficial for you. V'davar zem muskan b'gemara b'kam b'komos line with this. And I can prove my point, says the Maharal, one last step, from several Gemaras, where the Gemara says, "V'hu ikar shoresh gadol b'gemara, alav nivnu kama halachos." We can build it off a principle that we find, and many halachos are built on it. Sha'amur b'komos harbe mitzvos haTorah lav lehanos nitnu. We have a halachic construct, a halachic principle, that the mitzvos of the Torah are not for our benefit. That's not just a musar idea; it's a halacha. In what sense? It's a decree of the king. So, for example, we find in Rosh Hashanah, Hamuder Hanam and Hashofar, if a person says, I take a neder not to get benefit from this shofar, is he allowed to use the shofar? He said, I'm not allowed to benefit. He could still use the shofar. Why? Because the mitzvah of shofar is not about your benefit. mutter litkoa bo. Let's say I say, muder hana mechavero. I take a neder not to get benefit from this person, from my friend. And he invites me for a barbecue, I can't go. I want to borrow his lawnmower, I can't do it. Can I have him blow shofar for me? Yes. Why? Because the mitzvah of shofar is a mitzvah. It's a tzivu. It's a gezeira. It's not about my hana. Hamuder hana min hamayan. If I say, I'm not going to get hana from this body of water, tovel bo, tfilas mitzvah. I'm allowed to tovel in that body of water. Why? I said I'm not allowed to get hana. Mitzvahs are not about your hana. Mitzvahs are not about your pleasure. And there are many, many gemaras, says the Maharal, like this. Vatam bekulam. And again, the underpinning of all of this is that the mitzvos of the Torah lo nitnu lehanos ba'olam hazeh rak, and we'll end with these words, le'ol al ha'adam. The purpose of mitzvos is that they have to be a yoke, a responsibility upon a person. Will mitzvos change your life? Of course they will. Will they give you a reward that's the greatest reward of all? Haslacha she'ein achareha hatzlacha, like he said earlier? Of course they will. But it's so, so important. And the Maharal will further it next time. Yitzchak on Tuesday will go weiter. But the Maharal wants us to understand that the backbone is that the Melech decreed. And that actually will allow the mitzvot to have a greater impact upon us and allow us to reap even greater rewards for the performance of mitzvot. Okay, so we'll stop here tonight. I hope it's relatively clear. And Mirtz Hashem, we will continue Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Have a great night, Chevra.